You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
James Cameron doesn't seem to mind taunts from Avengers fans. By Angela Watercutter. Welcome to another edition of Wired's roundup of all the best pop culture news. What's up this week? A lot of news about Avatar movies, surprisingly. Also, a victim of the Red Wedding might be joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And Batwoman is officially to the CW. Let's get started. Earlier this week, we reported that Avengers Endgame was on track to surpass Avatar's worldwide box office record. Welp, as that was happening, Marvel stands began teasing Avatar director James Cameron about possibly losing his crown. This perhaps is the result of comments Cameron made about superhero movies last year. If Cameron was bothered, though, he's not showing it. On Wednesday, he tweeted congratulations to the film's crew for breaking the record of his other box office smash, Titanic. Star Wars and Avatar will be swapping December release dates for a while. Of course, there may be a reason for James Cameron's graciousness to the Marvel team, their new co-workers. Now that Marvel parent company Disney has completed its acquisition of Fox, the home to Cameron's Avatar franchise, they're all in the Mouse House. Know what else lives there? The Star Wars movies. And it looks as though Lucasfilm's output is going to be sharing the winter holiday season with Cameron's movies for a while. According to Disney's new release schedule, the first Avatar sequel will arrive in theaters on December 17, 2021. The following one will arrive December 22, 2023, and the fourth on December 19, 2025. And the fifth will hit December 17, 2027. Every December in between, Lucasfilm will put out a Star Wars picture, one on December 16, 2022, another on December 20, 2024, and another on December 18, 2026. In case you were wondering what you were going to be doing in December for the next decade, now you know. Rob Stark might be joining the Eternals. Hey, remember Richard Madden, the guy who played Rob Stark on Game of Thrones? Well, he might be heading to the Marvel Universe. Per Variety, he's in talks to join the upcoming Eternals movie as Icarus. Not much else is known, but Angelina Jolie and Kumail Nanjiani are lined up to be in the film, so it seems to be pulling together a pretty stellar cast. Batwoman is definitely coming to the CW. Finally, there's a bit of happy news for Batwoman fans. The CW network has ordered a series about the superhero. No word on the premiere date, but Ruby Rose of Orange is the New Black is on board to play the titular hero.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.